Deep in the Patagonian countryside, a few kilometres from El Calafate, sits Iolo, a hotel in the middle of nowhere. Patagonia is famed for its winds, and Iolo takes its name from the Greek god of the wind. But according to Valentin Virasoro, manager of the hotel, it's not the wind that you'll notice.
Well, the most impressive things here at Iolo are the views. The architect and the designers tried to capture the most out of that. The lodge was built as a perfect square in order to get the most out of the views. So all the rooms will have outdoor views, and the common areas have expansive windows to the lake, to the steppe, and to the mountains. One of the nicest views is the view to the Andean range, where you will have a privileged views to Torres del Paine National Park. Then every window has an incredible perspective of the different features of the Patagonian spirit.
Is this kind of square design with a courtyard in the centre, is that quite a common thing in Argentina?
Yeah, the idea of the architect was recreate these typical ways in which the houses were built in Argentina. There was a central courtyard which linked all the rooms to the courtyard where the people would gather. Here, the courtyard protects us from the winds, which blow mainly from the west. Then all the rooms would have a connection to this central courtyard, and the corridors will link the rooms to the different common areas. The way the lodge was built on the outside with the corrugated zinc and the wood was the way the first pioneers, the first Europeans who came into Patagonia, would have built their houses when they first established here in the region. Corrugated zinc was the cheapest, the fastest, and the cleanest way of building the houses on those early days.
It seems, though, that kind of corrugated stuff would be really cold in winter. Does it need a lot of insulation or something?
Indeed. It needs a lot of insulation. Houses are very cool in the summer and very warm in the winters. And that's the idea that was recreated through this.
Now, you're in such a beautiful and pristine environment. So what sort of things do you do to care for the environment here?
We are on an isolated estancia. This is a private property. So we have full control of our own resources and our own supplies. The water that we have, we get it from a natural spring. So it's pure, it's drinkable. And there's a few actions that we can do ourselves, like recycle and reuse. We have our own electricity supply. So sadly, at the moment, we are using diesel for electricity. But we are thinking of other alternatives. And in the future, we're going to do solar panels for water heating and other things.
And for you personally, you've been here quite a long time. What do you just love about this place, about this whole place?
I've been here for almost 10 years, and everyone who comes to Patagonia for the first time has a very strong attachment to the land. The views are ever-changing. The light, the sun, the clouds will always make the landscape different. So I can say, personally, I have never grown tired of the area. I wouldn't change it. This is paradise on earth.
That's Valentin Virasoro, manager of Iolo in Patagonia. For more information, see iolo.com.ar.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.